call back, man. Let me hear what y'all got to say about it, man. Yo, we on and popping, man. 515-605-9708. Is Boosie being set up by the community? Is Boosie being set up by the community?
Yes, he is.
I'm going to make a move to say we got to protect Boosie at all costs.
Is Lil Nas X the new leader of the community? Is he the leader now? Has he been promoted to the leader?
I don't know, man. Like, I'll be honest. I just think he's a mascot.
Okay.
I think he's the mascot. Like, he's a little too inconsistent to be a leader. Because, you know, one day he'll be like, I miss having sex with women, as if that may have probably never happened. We don't really know where this guy's coming from. And I'll say this. Like I said, that's why I call him a Satanist. Because, you know, the devil is a liar and a deceiver.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar and a deceiver. That's the first thing they say about him. They don't say he's a murderer. They don't say any of that. They say he's a liar.
And a deceiver.
So people that lie and deceive, and I'm not trying to turn this to a praise and worship service, but people that lie and deceive, they don't get far in my book. I don't really fucks with them.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't really fucks with them. But, you know, he's such a trending topic all of the damn time.
So that turns him from a G to a B, right? If he miss women, he's a B now, right? He's a bi and not gay. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. I think you got to get a woman before you can, like, classify yourself as bi. I don't know.
He said he misses it, so that means he's been there before.
I can't believe anything this guy says. I don't believe a damn thing that come out of his mouth.
He might even be a virgin for all we know.
Now, I can see that. Of all things, I can see that.
I can see it too, Mike, because he's too, people that never had it, they too, just want to talk about it all the time and sexualize everything.
What you think about Cardi B? Why you think she do it?
Because she is Dominican. And that's, I'm not going to
say
that. Abort
mission. Man, whatever, man. We ain't fucking worried about it, man. Hey, like I said, if you don't like it,
take your little bow tie, get your shit, and get the fuck out of my office. You understand?
Get the fuck out!
Absolutely. Get the fuck out. It looks like that's what people are doing, too. We lost a lot of people in here, but it's all good. We're going to continue going. Phone line still open, 515-605-9708.
Is it something I said?
Hey, man, look, it is what it is, man. This has been a great one. We already in over an hour.
Yep.
So, look, we want to take some of y'all's opinions. Give us a shout, man. Don't be afraid. Somebody out there, 515-605-9708. Give us a shout back.
What happened to Corman?
You know when I lost the phone last time because it went off? You know, I told him to call back, but, you know, he may have had to do something else.
Right.
Yeah, but we always appreciate that guy calling in, letting us know what's popping, man, from his point of view. We got Maine in the building, man. Yo, well, if nobody's going to call in, then I'm going to go ahead and move into what I think about this whole situation. Is that cool? You got anything else on your mind about this situation?
No, you go ahead, Mike.
I'm gonna say this. And people may or may not agree with it. But this is, Boosie and Lil Nas X have something in common. Probably more in common than they would like to, either one would like to admit that they have in common. Boosie and Lil Nas X are two sides of the same coin. This is the first time in history that black men have really been able to live in their truth or their individual selves. I'm not going to necessarily call it truth. There's only one truth. But this is the first time in history black men and black women and everybody else have been able to live in their individual selves without some form of real outside oppression, real manifesting itself on a daily basis. Most people can go through life every day and never feel oppressed. You can make your decisions and you can move on. So this actually represents a good place to be in humanity as a black person, but there are growing pains. See, this situation has gravity. I'd like to say it has gravity, and I use the term gravity because gravity is something natural that's always going to do the same thing. It's going to apply the same pressure to everybody. The bad part about a coin, both sides of that coin can't be facing the light. That coin, one side of that coin always has to be down in the dark. There's no way it can naturally stand on its side because gravity takes over. This is a point in time to where men can't sit on the fence. There's no fence to straddle because it doesn't physically or even theoretically exist. You have to make a decision. Now think about the term decide. I ain't even write this down. But think about the term decide. What does the word decide mean? We just talked about the word homophobic and how stupid that meaning is.
Decide in the dictionary means to make a choice or a decision, to choose between two or more things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You go a little deeper. Look at the last four letters of it. Side. C-I-D-E, not S-I-D-E, C-I-D-E.
That's usually like killing something,
that's
right?
That's killing off something.
Right, like an insecticide or a pesticide.
Right.
Getting rid of something.
Getting rid of something. So when you decide, you kill off the other options. And that's where we are in at this point in time. People are polarized by this situation because they have no choice but to be polarized. It's two sides of a coin. There is no middle ground to stand in. That's where they are. That's where we are. People have to make decisions. Men and women both have to stand up for what's right. Or wager the cost of what it costs to stand up for what's wrong. You're making a wager. That may not have made sense. I don't know if it did.
It did.
But that's how I really feel about it. I can't be mad at you for choosing your side of the coin, but you damn sure can't be mad at me for choosing my side of the coin. Because there is no middle ground. We're all homos. Homo sapiens. Are you homophobic? Are you afraid of people?
No, I'm not.
Right.
I feel like Lil Nas X kind of has an advantage over Boosie for the fact that the entire community is probably going to support him because they stick together. But with Boosie, he's like split because there's going to be the people that support gangster rap and those that don't support gangster rap. So it's kind of like everything is in Lil Nas X's favor because he has so many supporters right now.
Right. Right. Hey, we got another call on the line. Let's see who we got you. Yo, you on a Big Mike?
What's going on?
Boy, Big Mike. Yo, what up? What up?
What's happening? Yeah.
What else happening, man? We got third man chopping the motherfucking building. What's happening, man?
What's all got going tonight, man? Great show. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, that was going on.
What the deal is?
Yo, you there?
Oh.
You got a little delay or something. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, man. The dude is he ain't just a sister, he a jerk too, man.
He's definitely a
Why
jerk,
you
man.
Why you playing with a straight man? Don't play. Sisters already know not to play with a straight man. Don't play with no straight man.
You can't keep saying the sissy word. You can't keep saying
that.
But
that's what they is, bro. That's what they is, bro.
I get it, man, but you don't get me. You don't get my show kicked off. Think of something else to say. We already got it once, but we can't keep saying
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's the definition of that. Anyway.
You know what it is? Right.
He can't disrespect a straight man. Don't come at no, don't play with, you can't, Nas X can't come walk up to me and say, what's up, Top? You disrespecting me just by even coming up to me. Don't come up to me with that drunk. It's disrespectful for everything he even said. Somebody, you know you ain't got no song with me. Stop trying to troll.
Right.
Trying to troll. Well, see, think, stop playing with Scrape Man.
He's a Satanist, bro. That's what they do is lie, bro.
Yeah, he the top.
That's why I asked the question. The man said he worships Satan.
Yeah,
he's getting hit from the back by Satan on his video. But what else can we expect out of this motherfucker at this point in time besides being bankrupt and morally bankrupt? What else can we expect from somebody that openly said they worship Satan?
Yeah, he gonna have kids on the video next. He gonna have sister kids on the video. My bad.
He can't have my kids on.
He gonna have kids on his video next, some type of way. What?
Oh yeah, look. He's running the wicked agenda. He's running the wicked agenda play by play. He's in the playbook.
He already talking about he's pregnant.
But like I said,
he's just like attention.
He's a Satan worshiper. What do we expect from a Satan worshiper?
Well, they all Satan worshipers. All these celebrity Satan worshipers, though, Mike.
All of them aren't open about it. I'll say that's the difference.
But most of them are open about it.
So, like I said, are you going to leave your kids with him or Marilyn Manson? Probably not.
If
Marilyn Manson shows up to babysit your kids, you're probably going to abort mission. You feel what I'm saying? Just because of his past. Mm-hmm. Ozzy Osbourne. People like that. These people who openly worship the devil and have proclaimed their love openly for Satan. You know, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. What else can you say about it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you be surprised at anything they do from this point in time? From that point on, can you really
be
surprised?
We need to counsel him.
He's already counseled. But I'm glad you said that. We're not the council culture. They're the council culture. That's why he's acting the way he's acting, because he's a representative of the council culture.
And they're not going to counsel their own.
Council culture.
We need to counsel him.
Is the community. It's
great culture. We need to counsel him, man.
I've already counseled him. I wanted to do this show because this thing needs to be put in place from here on out. Because, like I said, it's always going to be some level of ridiculousness with this guy. I don't want Boosie being set up to be drugged down. I don't want Boosie to be set up to be extorted for his money. Or anything of that nature. I don't want him to even be in physical danger. People act like this stuff isn't on the table with this.
Nah, Booster two steps ahead of all that. Booster know what's going on.
Right, but you got Dave, now you got Floyd, and you got the next person that decides to speak up for what they feel is right that's going to deal with the same thing.
I'm trying to figure out how Lil Nas X made such a drastic change from Old Town Road. When he first came out, nobody even knew what his sexuality was. And it's like overnight, everybody knew that he was like, what you call it, the mascot of the movement, Mike?
Yeah, he's the mascot.
How such a drastic change so quickly? I don't understand.
Because it's purposeful deceit.
When he came out, all the kids were singing the song. Everybody, I was singing the song. I still was singing it to come on the radio, but I had no idea what his agenda was at the time.
Right. But that's the way the devil does. The devil doesn't just pop out like, hey, I'm the devil. That motherfucker deceive you. He gonna come in the form of a kid rapper or a beautiful woman if you a dude. He gonna come in different forms. He gonna come in whatever form he knows can break you down so he could take you.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, his spirit is omnipresent. It's all over the place.
Hey, Mike.
So he can be in many places at once. What's up?
You remember back in February when we talked about this? Nas wasn't even hot then.
Mm-hmm.
Back in February, we were talking about D-Wade's situation.
Right.
He was like, what's next? What they going to do next? Guess what? They brought him.
Right.
And he is supposed to move it forward. He gonna move it past the D-Wade type of situation.
Right.
But just gotta people like us. We gotta make sure we nip them in the bud. You gotta nip them in the bud. Yeah.
Well, my
every
thing
time
is
he,
when you
right
have
now we give them too much. We give them too much right now.
You talking about airplay? Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But I think
yeah, that's what he
I
wants.
Think it was worth having a discussion because we got somebody else that's one of our own
yeah.
that's in the cross. So I think
yeah,
we still have to have the discussion. We got one of our own that's in the cross with this cat. It's not
right.
like he off just causing harm to himself.
Mm-hmm. But see, Boo,
you know what
he,
I'm saying?
He ain't gonna never sell his soul. He ain't gonna never get with the agenda. He ain't gonna never get
right.
in the industry. He good with that.
Right. But at what point in time?
Now, he didn't let him go, but he gave Young Blue the opportunity to become mainstream. Boosie not trying to be mainstream. He trying to say what he want to say and do what he wants to do. He going to always be Boosie.
Right, because he making money doing what he doing already. He making money doing what he doing. He made his bones doing what he do. My
right.
bad, man. Your boy got to get lotioned up, man. My hands a little ashy.
But like I say, man, you like Pimp C went on the airway in Atlanta. The whole Atlanta was mad at Pimp C when he went off on him. But this is what they made. This is what came from that. Atlanta, that's Atlanta baby right there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the industry baby. You heard the song? And
yep,
I must say,
yep.
just to prove I'm not a total jerk, hey, the nigga song has a dope-ass beat. I just figured out or found out that it was produced by Kanye. That's why the beat makes
really?
Me bob my head. Yeah. It's a dope ass beat on the song.
What
but
song?
He tells you on the song, the industry baby.
I would never punch play on his song.
I ain't never punch play on it, but you know, we listen to the radio when I'm riding out with wifey. So I mean, you know.
Yeah, you can't
wifey
you
don't
gotta,
get all,
yeah. yeah, so I hear
do
all
it.
Of them.
I can't listen to it. If the radio station play him, I ban the radio station for myself. Like, yeah, I get out of there.
We went Nigga, we be listening to NPR on AM in Atlanta.
mm-hmm. I'd rather listen
you know,
to old boy. What the dude now? Hold up. What is his name? Oh, Elton John. I listen to Elton John if I listen to him. Both of them
dude,
the same way.
I fuck with Elton John music, but Elton John wasn't pushing an agenda. He was just a talented musician.
Yeah,
you
see
what I'm saying? Like,
You
give me something to listen
like
to. I don't care what your lifestyle is, bro. I'm not asking what people's lifestyle is. If I go out to buy a meal, I'm not going out to asking what people's lifestyle is. If I go out and buy furniture, clothes, none of that. You see what I'm saying? But when people are openly promoting an agenda as opposed to showcasing their talent, music is supposed to be about showcasing your talent. Showing that you can play an interest instrument
but,
or you know what I'm saying,
say,
you can sing.
Hey, somebody say he gonna go out like the dude on the heat in the night.
Not Yaphet Kotto.
Somebody Bert say he going out like the dude off the heat of the night.
Boy, you stupid, man. But shit, man, we about to go on Shut It Down, brother. What you got? What's the last thoughts of your mind, man? Hello?
Oh, y'all,
hey.
Man, listen. My bad. Listen, y'all, follow me on the ground, Third Moon Management. That's all I want to, you know, get that off. Y'all follow me. We're going to have all type right. of stuff
Yo.
Like the show.
And we got the
yeah.
little Joe Show interview coming up, too, as well. So, yeah, this is my man that helped me get that put together. So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, this is my point, man, for the Mob Universe series, and we're gonna get these interviews, man, and start talking to some of these young cats that's making these moves out in our city, man.
Yeah, most
so,
definitely, man.
Yo, man, we appreciate you, brother.
All good. All
right, 100. Ladies and gentlemen, Third Moon Chop. Yo, I think we covered it all tonight, Ronnie.
We did.
You know, I was doing, you know, saying my thing, and I said what I was going to say, and, you know, hey, that's how I feel. That's how
it was
I feel.
A good show. Very good show.
Yeah, great show. Great show. Any last words?
We over here are friends of Boosie at the Big Mic Drop.
Absolutely.
We support Boosie over here.
Absolutely. We fucking with Boosie on the Big Mic Drop. So, man, we appreciate you, Ronnie.
Yes, of course. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie LaDue. And look, your boy said what he had to say. I'm out. That was supposed to be my mic drop. We'll get it right the next time. This your boy, Big Mike, man. Check me out later.